From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Megiddon Farsad, Josh Gondelman, and Jesse Klein. And here again is your host, a man who insists on staying 1.83 meters away, not 6 feet, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill's favorite shirt is Rhyme Clean Only. It's our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, time for some more questions for you from the week's news. Josh, this week, a study by language researchers has identified a new category of English words. Words that are what?
Like super swears.
Oh, I wish we could use them. I'm sorry, but the swears we have are not adequate to the situation. Give me something even more obscene.
It's a new world. We need a more powerful F word.
Frankincense or something. No, that's not it, though. That's an excellent idea, and I want language researchers to immediately start working on that. You are allowed to ask for a hint.
Oh, can I have a hint, please?
Oh, you want a hint? Okay.
You can elongate.
Yes, you can stretch them. They're stretchable words. Researchers at the University of Vermont did an extensive study of social media posts and discovered that some words, unlike others, are very stretchable. This is an echo of the discovery made years ago of stretchable pants by pants scholars.
Wait, this is a discovery about words?
Yeah. What they did is they looked...
This isn't a discovery about words? That's just what words do.
Wait a minute.
But they figured it out by digging an archaeological site.
Can I just say I feel furious right now?
Why?
Because these are just qualities of words. It's just a word that's short with vowels is easier to stretch than a multiple consonanted word.
Well,
it's just
fact
about words.
Defund the police, then defund this study.
Josh, Japan is reopening this week with some changes to keep people safe. One of the new guidelines for theme parks is that what be banned on roller coasters?
What be banned on roller coasters?
Yeah, you can't do it anymore in the roller coaster, just to keep everybody safe from disease transmission.
You can't open mouth scream?
That's exactly right, Josh. You can't scream on the roller coaster. Japan's Theme Park Association, which is a combination of two exciting words and one boring one, released their post-quarantine guidelines this week, including a ban on screaming while riding roller coasters, because screaming spreads germs. To help with this, they're unveiling an exciting new ride called Sit Perfectly Still Mountain.
I still scream on escalators.
I've always
done, and I
won't.
Do
you throw up your hands? Do you throw up your hands so everybody can see?
I throw up every time.
You know, it feels like screaming on a roller coaster is scarier to do, but watching a roller coaster full of people sitting perfectly still, staring straight ahead, is terrifying.
That's amazing. And then, of course, the photo they get at the end of just everybody on the roller coaster just sitting there, staring silently, quietly.
Well, because it would be very much the behavior of a dead person.
Yes, exactly.
And the idea of a roller coaster filled with the dead seems like we're almost there.
Yeah, pretty much. That pretty much describes our world right now.
That was the original concept behind Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes. My son is turning 5 next week, and he is starting to ask me about death. And because he's like, he was like, so wait, when you're dead, you can't move? And I said, no. And he said, so wait, he goes, so you just carry them around? And then I really laughed so hard because he went right to Weekend at Bernie's. Just naturally.
What's interesting is that movie was written by Jonathan Silverman's 5-year-old son. So it all makes sense. Yes.
Sold it in the room.
Sorry. Sold it. Escalator pitch.
Escalator. Slightly longer than an elevator pitch doesn't go as far.
Nagin, we all know that actual sounds can sneak into our dreams. Say, the alarm goes off, and in your dream, a church bell starts ringing. But new research shows that the brain does what while you're sleeping?
This is related to sounds?
Yes.
The brain does, like, a bunch of, like, cool folio recordings while you're sleeping.
The brain's
sleeping.
Like, look, I'm using coconuts to make horse hooves.
Can I get a hint?
Well, it's like the guys are like, we are not having another dripping faucet dream.
Well, your brain is battling with itself on what sound effect is reasonable for the scene.
Sort of. I'm going to give it to you. Your brain edits the sounds that it allows into your dreams. So your brain has basically a sound engineer who's in charge of what you get to hear in your dream.
Can I put that in the category of that's also not a study, like a remarkable finding? Because my brain is doing all the mise-en-scène of these dreams.
A dream, it's my all brain
is,
baby.
My brain is Wes Andersoning all of these dreams. What are you talking about, study? Of course.
I do. You guys know that I'm working on a study about how hair grows out of your head. It's gonna really blow your minds.
I dispute the findings of that study. My paper, peer reviewed, says hair grows out of your back. Peer reviewed by my wife.
That word study is fully wife reviewed, like barely even wife reviewed.
No way that's wife reviewed. If I showed my wife that study, it was like, some words are long sometimes. She'd be like, here's the results of a study. I don't love you anymore. Oh, God.
4 out of 5 dentists agree. Get out of here.
You asked all your dentist friends? This is private.
Here's a sound to edit out. I don't want to be married to you anymore.